ズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。 Jessie here. Particle Lesson 5. Need directions? Japanese particles え、に、から、and まで will show you the way. Hello and welcome to the Particle Lesson series at JapanesePod101.com. The fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese.
女子のレッスンへようこそ。
Thanks again for being here with us for this Particle Lesson series. In the previous lesson, you learned two particles used in questions, which are かand の。
Naomi-sensei, please tell us what we'll be learning about in this lesson.
今日は particles that indicate direction.
The conversation is between
男の子と駅員さんです。
A boy and a station assistant.
はい。
Where does this conversation take place?
駅。
At a station. It seems like the boy wants to go to the airport.
そうです。空港に行きたいです。
In the learning center, you can review the particles that you'll learn in this lesson.
はい。問題は私が作りました。
Naomi-sensei made those questions for you.
はい。
So please go to the learning center to check out the questions and let her know what you think of them.
よろしくお願いします。I'll be waiting for your comments.
All right. Let's listen to the conversation.
すみません。これは空港へ行きますか？
いえ、行きません。2番線のホームに行ってください。次の電車は2番線から出ます。
ここから空港まで何分かかりますか？
30分くらいです。旅行？
いえ、飛行機を見に行きます。
まもなく2番線に。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
すみません。これは空港へ行きますか？
いえ、行きません。2番線のホームに行ってください。次の電車は2番線から出ます。
ここから空港まで何分かかりますか？
30分くらいです。旅行？
いえ、飛行機を見に行きます。
今度は英語が入ります。
すみません。これは空港へ行きますか？
Excuse me, does this train go to the airport?
いえ、行きません。2番線のホームに行ってください。
No, it doesn't. Please go over to platform 2.
次の電車は2番線から出ます。
The next train leaves from there.
いえ、行きません。2番線のホームに行ってください。次の電車は2番線から出ます。
ここから空港まで何分かかりますか？
How long does it take to get to the airport from here?
30分くらいです。旅行？
About 30 minutes. Are you going on a trip?
いえ、飛行機を見に行きます。
No, I'm going to go see the airplanes. So Kenta is going to the airport just to see the airplanes?
うん、そうですね。Right. Kenta は空港へ飛行機を見に行きます。
Hmm. But he doesn't sound like a child. He sounds a lot more mature.
そうですね。But there's nothing wrong with going to the airport just to see the airplanes.
Well, that's true.
Maybe he just really likes airplanes. Or there's some other reason.
Ah, so maybe we'll find out about that in a future lesson.
そう。
In this lesson, you'll learn some particles that indicate direction. They're the equivalent to to in English.Naomi-sensei, what's the first particle we'll be looking at?
We'll be looking at the particle え.
The particle え marks the direction or destination of some movement. It also marks the recipient of an action. Let us show you some examples. The word for to go is
行く.
So, to go to Mexico would be?
メキシコへ行く。
Notice how the destination, Mexico, is marked by the particle へ。メキシコへ。To Mexico. So, to the airport would be?
Airport in Japanese is 空港。So, 空港へ。
How do you say then, go to the airport?
空港へ行く。Be careful, because へ is written using the hiragana へ。But the pronunciation is え。
Right. When the hiragana symbol for へ is part of a word, it's pronounced へ. But when it's used as a particle, it's pronounced え。So just, you have to remember this.
はい。
Okay. On to the next particle.
The next particle is に. The particle え we just covered can be often replaced with に.
The particle に also indicates movement toward a place.When used in this way, the particle に can replace え。
そうですね。So you can say 空港に行く instead of 空港へ行く。
And the meaning is the same, right?
はい、そうですね。同じです。However, there are some instances where the particle へ cannot be used in place of に。
That's right. When に indicates the purpose of the movement, the particle へ cannot be used instead.
そうなんですね。Right. For example, 買い物に行く。
To go shopping. 買い物 shopping is not a place,but a purpose. So this に cannot be replaced with え。
Another example is スノーボードに行く。
To go snowboarding. So スノーボード snowboarding is the purpose. So purpose plus に行く is to go somewhere to do something.
To go to a movie is 映画に行く。And to go to see a movie is 映画を見に行く。
Right. When you want to talk about your purpose for going somewhere using a verb, use the must stem of that verb and then attach the particle に. So, to go to see would be
見に行く。見 is the must stem of the verb 見る to see. So, 見に行く。To go to see.
And if you want to add the object for the verb, mark it with the particle を.
そうです。Right. 映画を見に行く。
To go see a movie.
ミュージカルを見に行く。
To go see a musical.
歌舞伎を見に行く。
To go see 歌舞伎.
And this lesson dialogue, 飛行機を見に行く。
To go watch airplanes.So to express the purpose of going with a verb, take the must stem of that verb and then add に行く. Let's try it with some other verbs now.
Okay, how about 食べる? To eat.
Sounds good. The must stem of 食べる is
食べ.
And then attach the particle に to show that it's your purpose.
食べに行く.
To go to eat.
So 寿司を食べに行く.
To go to eat sushi.
昼ご飯を食べに行く.
To go to eat lunch.Okay, so to recap what we've just covered, the particles え and に are interchangeable when used to express destination or direction. But when に indicates the purpose of the action, え cannot replace に.
そうです。
And the last particle, well actually particles, we're covering in this lesson are
から and まで.
From and to, respectively. Both から and までare used after a noun.Kara marks the starting point, such as a place or time, and made marks the limitation or extent. They're often used together. Naomi-sensei,
はい。
How do you say from a?
A から.
Notice how the particle comes after the noun. The word order is opposite from English. Now, how do you say to Z?
Z まで.
Let's put them together. From A to Z is?
A から Z まで.
From here to the airport?
ここから空港まで。
From Monday to Thursday.
Monday is 月曜日。And Thursday is 木曜日。So, 月曜日から木曜日まで。
And how about one more? From children to adults.
Children is 子供。And adults is 大人。So, 子供から大人まで。
In this lesson, you learn particles that indicate direction. え、に、から、and まで. So let's recap this lesson with a quiz. Which of the following particles is used to indicate direction and the purpose of movement? 1.
え
2.
に
3.
から
4.
まで
And the answer is?
2. に As in, 飛行機を見に行く
To go to watch airplanes. Choice 1.
え
Can indicate direction or destination, but not purpose.
はい
Choice 3,
から,
indicates the starting point. And choice 4,
まで,
indicates the limitation or extent. And that just about does it for this lesson.
はい。
Don't forget to review the lesson notes too. There you can find a detailed write-up about the particles え, に, から, and まで, and some more sample sentences.
PDF 見てくださいね。
Premium members, we have fill-in-the-blank exercises for you in the Learning Center.
There you can reinforce what you learned in this lesson.
So be sure to visit the Learning Center at www.japanesepod101.com.
それじゃあまた。
See you next time.
すみません。これは空港へ行きますか？
いえ、行きません。2番線のホームに行ってください。次の電車は2番線から出ます。
ここから空港まで何分かかりますか
?30 分くらいです。旅行？
いえ、飛行機を見に行きます。
まもなく2番線に。